A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints for this reason. I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope of which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him on the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and the authority and power of and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand for the gospel. Alleluia, alleluia. Go and make disciples of all nations, says the Lord. Remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are the witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Weren't they wonderful readings this morning? So hopeful and so poignant for where we are in our journey, in our individual journey and our journey of St. Peter's. I think I might use them on Sunday. I thought they were really inspiring. When Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to his disciples, teaching them for 40 days. And on the Mount of Olives, outside Jerusalem, as we've just heard, he was taken up to heaven. And at the end of Luke's Gospel, we are told of all the things that Jesus began to do and teach. The word "began" implies that there will be more to come, and that Jesus has not finished all he has to show us, even now. And in the reading from Acts, there is an intentional waiting for the promise of the Father and the restoration of the kingdom as Jesus will engage in the world through the Holy Spirit. Luke is trying to tell us who Jesus is, rather than where he is. Lord and Messiah, glorified by God and exalted at God's right hand. Jesus recalls what he taught earlier, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. He encourages the disciples to go deeper in their understanding of what that might mean for them. And he talks about hope, that through the resurrection, Jesus will restore the temple. But not one confined to one place, but a place where anyone and everyone can dwell and worship in. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, the temple is the body of Jesus. "Why do you stand looking into heaven?" the men in white ask. Perhaps we too are being encouraged to stay grounded, heads in the cloud, but feet firmly on the ground. There's work to do in Jesus' name. And work seems a really heavy loaded word, doesn't it? But work is about being called. And when we're being called to work for the Lord, it's almost a breeze sometimes when everything that we need is put in front. But it's such a slog when we think it's the work that we should be doing. We shouldn't be fooled by making everything that we see what we should be doing or saying or being. Heaven is not actually something over there or up there, but an experience of peace and trust and calm that comes with knowing that whatever we do, however we live our lives, we're not alone or abandoned, despite what it might look like, despite the challenges and sufferings seemingly that we go through. We hang on to a bigger plan that we have no idea what that is, an eternal plan, that this is not the end of the story. Jesus tells the disciples there to witness to these things, to testify to him. And in our community, in our parish at this time, as we ease out of lockdown and locked church, I wonder if we're being shown that our St. Peter's Church here is in this place of Wrecklesham, a spirit of the temple that is being set free, the spirit of Jesus that is being flung wide through the doors and going out into the community in a way that they might understand them. It's not that the gospel of hospitality and welcome and love that I hope is pouring out from here into the wider community wasn't there before, but rather that what is being nurtured and faithfully grown as a church community is now being seen in action and having our shared church family life with those who have been able to log on, coming in on Zoom for coffee mornings, watching the recorded services, reaching out to those who might not have been able to come and see before. We are being nourished and encouraged to just know that there are no boundaries in God's world. And today, I wonder too that it's not so much how the church and its message has changed during this time, but that the expectations of our hearts and the hearts of many people and the priorities of our lifestyles and our worldviews have changed. And there is a need, a seeking for a deeper meaning. In fact, a knowing and sense that there is a deeper meaning. And for those who aren't already, there is a hunger to explore that inner life that gets shut out with the material comings and goings and wantings and grapplings. With the intentional power and presence of God's grace, in the name of Jesus, in all that we do, we are there and we join in with what God is already doing in our community. God's Holy Spirit, who will clothe his disciples with power from on high, that Jesus' joy and hope and comfort and strength for times of trouble is not just a promise for them back then, but also for descendant disciples or spiritual pilgrim travellers, for everyone. We can all be clothed from the Spirit from on high. We just have to say yes, and there it is. This is Jesus, who is always with us and within us, and where he is where we belong. So today, as we tread the path of the ups and downs of daily living, especially in these times, we can be assured that in the spirit of the beautiful and prayerful and special space that is our St. Peter's Church, open today, here for us, online, on site, is ready and open and willing to receive from those yet to come to us and offer those who are yet to come to us the love that knows no boundaries, full of grace, kind and comforting. We are indeed, I hope and pray, a church without walls. Let's remind ourselves of what Jesus said to you and to me. And more importantly, what he did to you and to me. Jesus led them out, and lifting up his hands, he blessed us. While he was blessing us, he withdrew from us and was carried up into heaven. and they and us worshipped him and returned with great joy and were continually in the temple, in the church, blessing God. Amen.